played a tough first match against Susitna Valley and showed some great grit in that game. We were down 22-12 in game one and came back and won 27-25. It was impressive the way we fought back on that one and ended up beating Sioux Valley, and then met up with Dillingham and probably had the best game of the tournament there. Went five sets and lost 15-8 in the fifth to get into the championship game. So some disappointed eyes and not being able to meet our goal of getting into the championship game, but we still had one more to go the next day and fight for third place against Bristol Bay. So it was a good comeback and showing that the girls could bounce back after a really, really tough, hard-fought, emotionally drained and physically drained match the night before to come back and win and get third place too. So it was a great tournament, and they're happy where they finished. Yeah.
How did the last match go?
We won in three. Was really neat. Pretty slow start in the beginning, and then started to pick it up again in game one and won 25-16, I think, in that first one. And then got some of our young kids in to play that game two and won 25-21. And the last match, we won 25-21 too. It was kind of neat how it ended up too. I was able to get all six seniors on the floor for the last couple points in that last game against Bristol Bay. So it was pretty neat to see all the six of our seniors out there on the floor to finish it up.
I was going to ask you to talk a little bit about the makeup of the team. There's a lot of veterans.
A lot of veterans on this team, and it was one of their goals to get to state and win state, and we didn't meet one of the goals, which is okay. They competed all year long and then had a great year. And so we've got six seniors that will be losing after this season, and a lot of young kids coming up too, though. So that's we got six kids that got to experience state as juniors and sophomores. So we have three sophomores, three juniors on the squad that'll be coming back next year. So it'll be a nice, good cohort of girls again for next year.
And then overall, it's kind of a large... There's also a large junior varsity team, right?
Right. We had 32 girls in our entire program this year. So, and we got a bunch of eighth graders coming up next year too. So another big round of girls to choose from. So it'll be exciting. Yeah, real good. Emma Chase got defensive player of the year. She was voted in as defensive player of the year for the state. Emma Chase and Adana Kernvik got the all-state tournament team. So they were voted in for that, and then our girls did a great job, and they earned it very well. We won the sportsmanship award at the state tournament as well. So
that's something really to be
cool.
Proud of.
Very proud of them for doing that. It was great. Our fans, our parents, and fans that traveled well too. We had a really nice contingency of Petersburg fans and old alumni that came to watch while we're up there too. So it was great. Great environment. Just happy for the kids to have a great season and finish strong.
Well, congratulations
on third
place. Thank you very much.
Thank you. It was great.